Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good pull, Kyle.
Is this a song you referenced earlier?
Yes. Yep. Mike Jones.
Did he give his phone number out in the
yes,
song?
Yes, he did.
And it was his real number, too.
Yeah, it was.
It sounds like a bit we should try. You ever give out your number on the air, Hugh?
Mm-mm.
I know Herb's given his email out
yeah.
on WIP a few times.
I mean, who wouldn't want to email her?
I think he had like a. I think he got jammed up.
That many people emailed Herb?
Oh, well, of course.
Herb, I'm not going to say his last name. I think I remember his last name. All right, 215-592.
He'll tell you.
Yeah, I know, but that's for him to say. I'm not going to do it. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live. Every Sunday all season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, before we get back to everyone's phone calls here on BG, and does it change the way you feel about this 2025 Eagles team? It does for me. And again, I'm not saying they go from being wherever you know they are in the Super Bowl picture to the overwhelming favorites. I don't think it's that. He's a veteran player who's got a little bit left, but it moves it forward for me. They can go out now and spend their resources to get a corner instead of having to get a corner and a pass rusher. I think we're underrating a little bit what he still was last year. And I don't underrate how much the leadership matters. This team is super young on defense. They've got a million penalties on the defensive side. And I think he will help in all those facets. All right, let's hear from BG on Good Morning Football this morning. NFL Network talking about his return, how he's feeling. And if his legacy could change by coming back.
Oh, yeah. And I feel good. Honestly, I felt great even coming out of that game before I found out I tore my tricep again. And now my tricep feels good, fully healed, got everything checked. And, man, it's more like just feeling like you can still add value and help the team in any way. And they know what they're getting with me 100% of the time. I'm all in. And yeah, I'm like, while I can do it still and while the cause is still coming, I'm like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Because don't nobody really pay attention to the details of, oh man, Tom Brady, all they know is Tom Brady won seven Super Bowls. And they don't say like, oh, he came back for one more time too. So I figured I'd go ahead, come on back one more time if the opportunity come itself, you know, because it's still going to be the legacy of me winning two Super Bowls yep. and all that yep. stuff. So going out on top was cool, but of course I still felt like I still had stuff in the tank to go make another run.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense because that's basically what we were talking about last night. Like when football is gone, it's gone, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the reality of it. And I would love to be able to go out there and suit up and play. Can't do it. So if you're in a position and the phone is ringing, like you said, go out there and play if you can still play. So, yeah, that's it, man. And only person that knows that for sure is Brandon. Brandon feels like he can still play. He still has that desire and that fire burning in his belly. Go out there and play, man. Do your thing.
A couple of things came to my mind as he talked about that. He's dead right about the legacy. I heard a couple of callers this morning talk about they wish he kept his legacy intact, right? Going out on top.
His legacy is what it is.
It totally is. I think we totally overdo it. I think we make a big deal in the moment of how athletes' careers end, and then we forget. Like think about it for a second. Jason Kelce's last game was a blowout loss in Tampa in the playoffs. No one thinks about that. That's not Jason Kelce.
Think about who he is and you know, him living his best life. Nobody remembers that. Nobody remembers none of that.
Dan Marino and Don Shula, or Dan Marino, Shula was gone, but Dan Marino went out 62-7, lost in a playoff game. No one cares. No one remembers. Michael Jordan was a wizard for 2 years, and nobody cares. Like, yeah. Look, we all hope Brandon plays well, but Kyle, if he goes out there and he struggles, and this season doesn't end great for the team or him, it's not good. 10 years from now, we won't talk about
it. No, that was the one thing that I heard a lot that I found ridiculous, that, like, his legacy was somehow on the line by coming back. Like, this isn't a Jason Peters situation by any means. Like, Brandon Graham, he might as well have a statue with the play that he made against Tom Brady. He's two-time Super Bowl champion. Like, the guys you mentioned, Michael Jordan going to the Wizards, like, that's just a footnote. Like, when you talk about Michael Jordan, that rarely ever comes up unless it's, like, an aside or a joke or something like that. Like, there's pretty much nothing Brandon Graham can do that I, like, expect from Brandon Graham that could... that could impact his legacy as an Eagle, like, in any way, shape, or form.
If I'm correct, the season Brady came out for one more run, didn't they make the playoffs with a losing record and lose to Dak in the first round? I think that's how Brady's career ended. Or did they lose to the Rams?
With the Bucks, right?
Yeah, it was either the Bucks or the Rams. He lost.
I think it was. Was it the Rams? Because that's when Aaron Donald busted his chin or something.
Was that the Brandon Aubrey?
He lost his last playoff game, right? Like, the Tom Brady did not go out on top, whatever it was. I think it might have been they were under 500, won the division, and Dak and the Cowboys beat them.
Was it the Cowboys?
I think it was, in the wild card round of the playoffs, 2022. I think he – like, again, I'm forgetting it. That was, I think, the last football game Tom Brady played. But, like, again, legacy is set. Tom Brady's legacy is all the wins, all – again, if I'm correct on that – it doesn't even matter because no one remembers. Brandon Graham's legacy here in Philadelphia is set. It doesn't matter what happens. We hope he plays well. We hope he succeeds and the team goes and wins another Super Bowl. That would add to his legacy. But that stuff, he's right.
I mean, Dallas beat up on Tampa Bay. That was his last game.
Okay, gotcha.
That's a sad way to go out. And I almost had to, like,
rack
my brain.
Giving the Cowboys a playoff win?
Yeah, right. And
can't happen.
But, like, 20 years from now, when everyone lays out Tom Brady's career, it won't even be mentioned. The legacy stuff gets so overrated here. The other thing I thought of as we heard that is, you kept mentioning, Hugh, you, Ike, Richie, right? Like, you guys, if you could, you would. Right now, of our former Eagles that are here at WIP, who do you think would give the best snaps? Like, if we suited you all up on Sunday. Gotta be honest.
I got my money on Ike.
Yeah?
I would probably say Ike, because John's not that big anymore.
He deflated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, like, he saw weight in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't lift weights like that.
Sure.
I would say Ike doesn't work out like that, but Ike is closer to his body type than, like, he was when he played.
My vote's on Ike, too.
He feels like the most energetic.
Yeah. Like, he could run down on special teams and give one more big hit.
I don't think John has the mean streak anymore.
No, it's over.
To play fullback, no. Hugh. Yeah. I mean, this guy is...
I'm just like, the biggest thing, if somebody put their hands on me, I'm going to probably pull out a knife or something.
No.
I'm going to take it to a whole nother level because I'm not.
Well, that's not what the team needs.
Because we were talking about that with Landon last night. And I was like, Landon, because he asked me, did I have any snaps left? And I said, Landon, if you put your hands on me, I'm going to have to go to the car.
He was closer to Mark Sanchez territory than early 2000s.
Hey, Kyle, I told him, I said, I ain't going to lie. I might have to go to the car on you, dog. I'm not.
I think we need that as a poll, Kyle. Which former Eagle at WIP could give the team the best snaps
right now?
I'm
going to say Ike. I'm going to say Ike.
I think Ike's going to win the vote. Here's what I'm curious. Who gets more votes, Richie or Hugh? Now, you're right. Richie's not at his playing size or his playing weight. Probably not in you know, lifting weights like he used to. But we talk to you every day. You know, we know the upper room.
Because you know what? The mentality, like, my biggest thing is the mentality isn't there.
You don't have that anymore.
I don't,
that dog doesn't bark the same way.
No, it doesn't. I don't have the mentality. Because you got, like, it's different in the trenches, man.
Yeah.
It's different. And that's why I'm like, Brandon's been off for a while. You got to get used to people putting their hands on you again. You know, he's not that far removed, but... that was one of the biggest things that I recall, like, just being out there watching the game. I'm like, damn, I cannot believe I used to do this for a living. Because it's, like, you don't really realize how real it gets in those trenches.
I'm sure.
Nobody can, you don't realize how that gets. Man.
It's one of those things that unless you've experienced it, there's no way to replicate it.
Because it's like, dog, It gets real out there on Sunday. For real.
I'm sure. And these guys are in their prime that he's going up against, and they're young and all that stuff.
All of that.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hujo, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, Hugh said he going to bring out the shank, man.
I'm just saying.
We can't have that.
I'm going to have to make it a little bit more.
Saw what happened with Mark Sanchez, man.
Yeah, I'm at an equalizer.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez didn't win that, though, even though, we saw what happened to him.
Man, how Mark Sanchez, he had done you.
Yeah, he's finished. Go ahead, Terrence. What are you feeling on BJ?
I love BG, man. I love him. I love his energy. I love his locker room presence. But how much is BG really going to bring to the table? My thing is, he could have retired on top. I know he said he got more in the tank, but he's had so many injuries, man. I love the Eagles, but why not sign a free agent? Why not? There's not nobody else out there on the trade market that you can trade. You could trade for an edge.
Brandon Graham was the free agent.
Well, so Terrence, we could trade for an edge, but. Do we expect Howie to make two or three trades before the trade deadline? To me, this frees him up to whatever he's got left he's willing to use. He can go get a corner now instead of going to get an edge and a corner.
Joe, Howie got a lot of making up to do because Howie had an awful off season, so he better make some moves at the trade deadline. BJ's a 16-year veteran, man. Come on, man. The pass rush has a young core. You mean you guys couldn't hold your bargain? You got to bring in this 16-year-old veteran to show you young pups how to do it? There's still problems on the defense. Now, is BG going to bring a presence of leadership? Yes, he's going to bring that. Because BG, man, he brings that to the defense. But still, this defense don't look dominant as it did from last year. BG had no training camp, guys. I pray he stays healthy. I pray he can contribute. But Howie been scraping and scrambling since the offseason. Howie moves the offseason, they were awful. He let a lot of players go. I believe Howie has had problems staying on top, handling success, and staying relevant. Both times he won a Super Bowl, he has not had a good offseason. We won this year. Now, let's say we keep the core that we had last year, most of the players, we will be okay. Howie has not kept a cohesive unit after winning a Super Bowl, and it shows. Now, to me, long as BG don't risk an injury, man, I know I said it before, he has had a training camp. I don't know if BG's bored. I don't know if he's tired of the family already. No, I mean, that's a different story, man. But if he could contribute, then I'm all for this, man. But I feel like the Eagles, it kind of gives me it's a sign of being desperate right now. Because I know our pass rush ain't been doing that much this year. But at the deadline, Joe, we have to get another edge and another cornerback. We have to. I love BG, but he's a depth chart move. He's adding to the depth chart.
I agree with that. It is a depth chart move. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. I do think the word desperate is not unfair to use. You could feel that. It doesn't mean it's not going to help, though. Like, you could be desperate, do something, and it does move the needle a little bit and help you. We keep hearing this morning how he has to do this, how he has to do that. How many trades do we think he's going to make in the next 2 weeks?
Not that many.
Well, like, let's...
Maybe
five.
One.
Five. Okay. So
you think he'll make five trades?
No. I think we're losing a little bit of sight how much he's already traded since this training camp to invest in this team. Right. So let's see if I can count all the trades. They traded for Jacorian Bennett. They traded for John Mechie. They traded two picks for Tank Bigsby. And am I missing one? And Sam Howell, right? They've traded for and Fred Johnson. They've traded for five players since August.
Are we gonna talk about that beer can yet?
That hit Howie in the head at the parade? It hasn't been the same.
I'm trying to say,
that Tank Bigsby trade.
Wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all been workshopping this and ain't tell nobody.
But have you noticed? Howie's made some weird moves since he got, got hit in the head.
Something's fishy.
Y'all ain't right.
I'm not going to expect three more trades between now and 2 weeks.
Y'all ain't right, man. Y'all think Howie went berserk?
Two picks for Tank Bigsby?
Come on, Hugh.
He's done nothing. I mean, it's all for what it is.
I didn't put that much thought into it, but now y'all got me thinking.
I'll say this.
Not the same.
I would be satisfied if they went and got one legitimate impact pass rusher. I'd be okay.
You're okay with the second corner as a Dory Jackson, Keely Ringo, or Jacorian Bennett?
No, but like, if that's the situation that I'm presented, like, I can get behind that.
He can survive that way.
Yeah.
You get a nice little pass rusher, man. It might help out. If you get a nice little pass rusher.
I'm saying,
help out the secondary.
I need a corner.
If you're telling me I can only get one thing, I would go get that. I'd go get an impact edge rusher. Guy that can get to the quarterback.
I think that's going to be the debate we have over the next 2 weeks. Trade deadline is 2 weeks from today. If I can only have one, I'm getting a corner. I'm watching the Lions last night with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. The Packers have a bunch of young receivers, including Golden. They're going to play the Cowboys in about a month, and they have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. I need a corner, especially now that BG is back to kind of help out the pass rush a little bit. I need the corner. 215-592-9494. I'm a big fan of this move. I think it does change the equation on the team, and it moves them forward. It gives, to me, Howie a chance to go just spend money or the draft pick on the corner. And I think the leadership thing is a big deal. It's a big deal. This team has lacked leadership on defense from the beginning of training camp. They are super young there. It changed it. Does it change the way you feel about the 2025 Eagles? Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
So I'm kind of in between where you and Hugh are, mainly because I think it will help the guys that he's going to replace for maybe, 15 snaps. I don't think that's that big of a deal, but I think it's going to steer Howie towards getting in a somebody in the secondary, because I think that's more important right now than having the edge rush, because we just can't cover some of these guys at all.
Jeff, I feel you and I are aligned on this. I mean, I go back. Yeah. I was rewatching some of those plays on Sunday. If Wentz threw it a little more timing and precision, Jordan Addison might have had like three touchdowns, because he hit him a few times, but Addison had to kind of wait for the ball, and then he fell down after he caught it.
Yeah, and I see your point here on the other guys maybe losing some snaps, and they might get their feathers ruffled a little bit. But, man, we're trying to go for another Super Bowl here.
Definitely.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I totally understand that. Also, real quick on the tomato soup. I don't know about you, dude, but my mom put water in our tomato soup, the condensed version. We didn't have milk, so it wasn't thick. So, that's what I was used to growing up with.
Yeah, but it when you were younger, it felt like it tasted better.
I think that might be with everything. You get older and you're a little bit you're grizzled now. It's not the same.
Grizzled is crazy.
You've
been around the block.
when you grow up and you can afford a little bit better soup, you know what I'm saying?
That
helps out too. It was a struggle meal back in the day.
I think that's what it is. Like things that when we were kids, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, I think it's like you have something growing up and you're like it. There was like a good feeling around. Then you have it when you're a little older. You're like, this isn't that good.
I don't know, dog. Because
putting water in it feels like a way to stretch it out. Like you can get 2 days out.
Because ramen noodles still taste good.
Do
like
they
do.
Yeah, but they're loaded with like salt.
It's just a salty taste.
It's just the tomato soup, though. It was such a disappointment.
I mean, dude, if you dump out a can of tomato soup like in your pot or something, you can add salt and seasonings to it.
Well, no, it's not that, Kyle. It's the thickness.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Buy a thinner soup.
No, I want the thick soup.
Then buy a thick soup.
That's what I'm saying. The soup that I'm talking about, it lied to me when I was young. It was like it was a lie.
Yeah, I don't get where we're going with the lie thing. Who is lying?
Because it was like it tastes so much better. Now it's just like you
I think
it, like,
you're lying to yourself. Maybe you remember it different. Memories
I do.
Change.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you had a wonderful memory of tomato soup. You had it recently. It wasn't the same.
What is this crap?
Something tells me you didn't spend that much on the can. I think you could probably be all right.
I was in my feelings. Because I got the brioche. You know,
brioche.
Brioche.
That hits different.
Brioche hit different, dog.
You know what I've been having lately? Sourdough. You're a sourdough guy?
No, not really. Ooh. But that brioche,
Yeah, brioche is good. Brioche sweet. Yeah,
no, I was at Chicken Peace last night, and I can't remember the they got sandwiches down there.
With brioche?
They got the brioche.
That's the best commercial we can give anybody.
Yeah, just go ahead and get he got the brioche.
All right, Hugh, speaking of lunch, you know where we're going to be tomorrow, right?
Where are we going?
We're going to be at the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall tomorrow in Wilmington. So come out
out tomorrow. You think they're going to make us tomato soup? You think they make us tomato soup?
There's like nine restaurants in there. You get whatever you want.
I'm going to get some good tomato soup.
The grand opening in Angelo's. All right, come on out tomorrow. We're going to be at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington tomorrow, doing the whole show 10 to 2. Come on out. It's going to be a really fun day. And we're excited to try we're going to try a bunch of this food tomorrow because there's all these restaurants within the food hall. Deco Food Hall tomorrow in Wilmington for the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Junior in Texas up on WIP. Hey, Junior.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we
what's
doing
up,
today?
What's up, Junior?
Junior, what's going on?
Well, you know what? I'm actually pretty happy that BG is back. You know, I don't think his play specifically is going to be out of this world. But you know what I think is going on in the locker room? When you got a bunch of guys that are kind of similar in talent level, maybe just barely, you know, separating from each other, you get comfortable, right? There's all these pressures on the defensive line, but nobody's getting home. But then let's say BG comes in. Let's say he just gets a sack his first game or, you know, he gets a really big play. It kind of lights a fire up under these young guys to like, oh, you know what? There's a 35-year-old Brandon Graham right here. I should really just step up my game. So maybe it'll just kind of light the fire back in the locker room. Like, I don't want to lose reps. I don't want to get benched for Brandon Graham. Maybe I just got to start playing a little bit better. So that's what I'm excited for, and I'm excited for his leadership too. I think it's a really good move for him. And as far as that tomato soup goes, I feel like you just loaded that thing with like shredded cheese, and that's why it got so thick, and maybe you forgot about it, dog.
Maybe you're misremembering your childhood tomato soup.
Is that what it is?
Could be.
No, because I remember, you know, I remember it being really soupy, though. I don't remember it being loaded with cheese.
Maybe you got to doctor it up. Maybe like Kyle's right. You can't just have the can and expect it to be great.
Yeah,
you got to do some work.
I just dumped it in there.
You got lazy, like, Junior. We appreciate it. Good phone call there.
It's the cheese that makes.
I don't know.
It's whatever it needs. Taste it.
Chef Douglas has to get in the kitchen here.
I got the cheese. No, I think it's the tomatoes. I think it's the quality. Chunky. Of the tomatoes.
Yeah, you can look around the supermarket and find a chunkier tomato soup, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I found that out. I because, you know, it's...
But you were in the aisle.
But no, it's the go-to. Like, okay, I was in the aisle where it was, you know, it was a common aisle. I'll just say that. It was
the cans.
The can aisle. But it wasn't... There wasn't that much to choose from the tomato soup.
Oh, I got
selection.
You. There weren't that many tomato soups.
But yeah, you're probably right. I probably need to up my tomato soup game.
I think you do. I mean, I think this is more on you than it is, I think, the company that's
making it. No, it was my childhood. It was my childhood dream, and they lied to me when I was a child. Yeah, they sold me.
I don't think anyone lied to you. I think this is on you. Ron and Monco is up. What's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Hugh, how are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So what are we complaining about today now?
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm happy Brandon Graham is back.
I'm complaining about tomato soup.
Come on, let's whine it out.
What do you got?
I'm complaining about tomato soup,
yeah,
Ron.
Yeah, and you're kind of complaining about BG.
I'm not complaining about BG.
Well, you're not as thrilled as the rest of us.
Well, I'm just like, okay, BG been chilling for a couple months.
Stick in the
He's
mud.
He's become a podcaster. A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
did you do that to BG?
Podcaster is so strong.
That's an insult around here.
Podcaster is derogatory.
It is. Well, because when you're an athlete, like Paul George is a podcaster, half a basketball player.
Podcast P.
Yeah. Enough of him.
So listen, you know, day one, before the season even started, you guys were complaining about the quarterback. Now it's this, now it's that.
No, Joe was complaining about
the quarterback. Come on, you just won a Super Bowl. You know, everybody that, you know, first graders knew that Big Red was going to try to shut the run down and make Jalen throw the ball, and it all happened just the way it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does it again this weekend. So now we got to complain about the corners and this, that, and the other thing. Listen, you know what else you need to get working on? You need to get working on today, that offensive line.
Well, offensive line teams, offensive linemen don't fall out of trees. We
got to groom them.
You need to start getting busy on that. You know what I mean? But anyway, did anybody notice who closed out the game last night for the Blue Jays?
Yeah, no, I did. Jeff Hoffman.
Nope. Didn't notice.
There you go. Old Hoffy. Yeah, how do you like that?
Well, I didn't like it. I was happy for him, Ron. I liked Hoffman when he was here.
Old Hoffy.
Yo,
I liked him.
Yeah, right. That's what baseball at the top echelon looks like. We don't look anything like that. You know what I mean? So what are we going to do about this baseball team, Joe? What's your thoughts?
Well, they have work to do. I mean, obviously they got a lot of work to do here with this team. It starts with Schwarber, Ron. I mean, if they're going to bring him back, that's a chunk of the money. If not, they could remake the whole team. I mean, it starts there.
What are you going to do with $70 million of dead wood?
Who's that?
Thank you to my Bryce.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The bad contracts, the $60, $70 million in bad contracts.
I can't, like who? Like Castellanos, well, they're going to cut him. Taiwan, yeah. Nola. I mean, they're stuck with these guys.
No kidding. So how are you going to overcome that?
That's on the general manager. Dombrowski's got to figure that out. Well, it's his bad money. I mean, he's the one that gave it out.
Joe, let me give it to you in a nutshell. The reason that we didn't make incremental improvements in the last 3 to 4 years as the seasons were flying by us is because he's hogtied to these contracts.
I know. Dombrowski's giving out a lot of bad money, Ron. We know this. Appreciate the phone call. I know this.
Hogtied is crazy.
Yeah, he is hogtied. And they're probably going to give out some more bad contracts this offseason. That's what Dombrowski does. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, Hugh Douglas is coming after Tomato Soup today. And I think this Brandon Graham move changes the season for me, and it changed the way I feel about this team heading toward the trade deadline. Now go get a corner. I'm way happier with the pass rush with BG back. I think we're underrating a little bit on what he was last year when he was able to play. Brandon Graham was still a good edge rusher on a great defense, and the leadership aspect I think is huge. All right, what Ron just mentioned, we also hit that a big night for a couple NFC teams. What hit us as well, and there's a stat that concerns me. When it comes to Eagles against the rest of a pretty good NFC, we'll hit that all next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.